Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. You're now rocking with the Late Night Lounge with Champ, Thrilla Gorilla, and Almighty Shoes.
Now, see, you're trying to flip that on him and make him seem like he just woke up this morning and he was insecure. No, what you did caused that insecurity. He trusted you until you showed him you could not be trusted. And now that he's trying to forgive you and he's trying to heal, you go and do something else and think that that's not going to open up the wound of what you did the last time. You're not giving him the opportunity to fully heal from what you did before. Look, if somebody gives you the gift of forgiveness, which is hard for a lot of us, and then you can't even respect them enough to do the work it takes to earn that trust back, you don't deserve them, baby. You don't. He wouldn't deserve you if he was doing that to you. I hope you come to your senses before you lose a good person. I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what you just heard? Did you hear what you just heard? Nah, you know, I know her message was predicated towards women for the most part, but I really think this is goes for whoever, man or woman. And a lot of the times, you know, we out here, we're dealing with an emotional terrorist and don't even know it. And what I mean by emotional terrorist is basically what the behavior they were that she was just describing, like, they, you know, somebody that breaks your trust, they want to control how you receive it, how you should forgive them. Like, you, and they don't have a right to do that because they're the one that causes trauma in your life. How do you have the right to then tell me, you just like, oh, you shot me, but tell me, oh man, stop bleeding. Like, what the fuck? You just shot me. Can't just stop bleeding. And then, like, a lot of people, and I know that was an extreme example, but, like, that's basically how, you know, these motherfucking emotional terrorists be acting towards us. Like, you fucked up. I didn't do nothing. That was you. You put this in our atmosphere. You fucked up the climate. Shit was all peachy king over here until you went off and did some bullshit. Some fuck nigga shit or some rat shit, however you wanted to call it. But, yeah. Goddamn emotional terrorists. We got to get them the fuck up out of our lives. You know, these ones, okay, I'm going to give you a perfect example right here. You forgive them. Y'all break up. Y'all have that long 2-3 hour talk. Y'all might have even had a drink, got it in, fell asleep together, all in the bed, woke up the next morning, made breakfast, talked some more. You know, that whole bullshit, the whole bullshit. Then what happened? Shit be cool for about 3 days. About 3 days. Then what? To start doing the same bullshit again. Oh, I'm about to head out. Wait, no, no, no. You better sit your ass down. But yeah, and then, yeah, just like when they start trying to exhibit the same behavior that brought the bullshit into your house, and then you want to check them on it, then it's a problem. But like, no, I'm trying to circumvent the bullshit. I'm trying to communicate with you. Maybe it was something that I did that pushed you this way, which is another bullshit ass excuse, but it is what it is. You know how these motherfuckers be. We're dealing with these damn emotional terrorists. So they gonna break all rules. They ain't gonna show they all tactics. You know what I'm saying? It's straight bullshit with these people. You know what I mean? And we, as emotional civilians, we got to stand up to this shit. Because I'm an emotional civilian. I'm not an emotional terrorist. I'm not out here like that. You know what I mean? You fuck me over, I'm going to hold you accountable. And then this is another thing, too. If you don't forgive the person, and then, yeah, I know that's another thing, another subject from what they're talking about here, but man, if this is another thing that don't heal the relationship either. If you wholeheartedly don't forgive the person and you can't just let it go, if you can't let it go, if you find yourself bringing up the situation that happened 3, 4, 5 arguments later, years later, you're still bringing up, you're still harping on this. You never really forgave the person. So you were being fake with yourself right there also. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just keep this shit a stack. That's all I'm trying to do with y'all out here. Because that's a lot of the times too. You know, I know y'all done been in situations. Y'all get into an argument, especially people in like long-term relationships. Y'all get into an argument. Y'all have to rehash every damn piece of bullshit y'all went through every time y'all get in an argument. Arguments be 3-4 hours. Like, damn, why we can't talk about this right here? We got to bring up everything we done did in our whole past just to talk through this one problem that we got going on right here. So that turns that one minute problem into something that could have been talked out into some old, you know, anthill to mountain type shit. There we go again. It's just, it's all about control. Want to control you, how you feel, what you should do, how you should handle things. And that shit just ain't right. You know, and then here too, if you, okay, this is a mind-boggling thing to me. I've been hearing it a lot. Fortunately, I've never had to experience it in a relationship where the person that's with me doesn't want to have sex with me. What the fuck? I know sex is only one aspect of a relationship, but let's just be honest, people. It's a huge part. It's a huge-ass part. I know I ain't lying, goddammit. It's a huge-ass part. Because that shit started the relationship. That was one of the factors. That was one of the foundations of this shit jumping off. Am I attracted? Do they satisfy me sexually, mentally? Do they have a good conversation? Great personality? How they perceived by their same sex? That thing I look at. I'm looking at things like for a woman, like, oh, if we go out, how do other women receive her? Is there always some standoff bullshit or is alienation? She doesn't want to mingle, whatever. I look at that type of shit. If you're not received by your own sex, some ain't right. But, you know, that's just my own personal opinion, you know. Whatever. But yeah, back to these damn emotional terrorists. Like, this shit is getting out of hand. Like, it's all about control. And if you're willing to relinquish that, that's on you, but you're gonna live a life full of pain, bullshit, fuckery, all that dumb shit, drama that you don't want to be involved with. Especially if you're getting up there in age. I know a lot of us, when we're younger, we like the bullshit. We like the dumb shit, like the arguing. Because somebody told us, which is another dumbass thing that we hear a lot. Y'all ain't arguing. They ain't loving on you. That's bullshit. I don't got to holler at you to show you I love you. I prefer the other. I don't need that. I prefer to be cool.
I ain't never liked them. The ones that's talking about, man, child support is to provide for your own child. Who that ain't what it's for, honey. For you think they care about your child?
They
child
don't.
Support is for bitter bitches who, when they baby daddy move on, they have some leverage. That's what all I ever seen it used for. And those with the deadbeat baby daddies, baby, you're safe because they don't go after them.
So the fuck say. Don't.
They go after the
they
men.
They be having 10 kids and still have money for Jordan.
And try.
How?
You don't have to ask them for nothing. They bring the money over on their own. They don't want him to bring it voluntarily. They want to take it from it. Yes, that's what they want to do. Oh, I got a good baby daddy.
Take something. Okay.
He ain't on child support. As soon as he get a girlfriend Friday, you tell him Monday morning, you're going to be down at the child support office first thing. Yeah, bitch, you. Y'all make it bad for the brothers who actually want to be good daddies. And y'all kill me acting like these hoes don't exist.
They do.
Yeah. A lot of people, most people use child support to harass the man after he got a new woman. Yeah, I'm tugging at his wallet. Their attitude be so do damn they? Funky. And child support feels some type of superpowers or something. I don't know what it is, but I could never stand. I hated child support. I never.
So, yeah, that was some shit there because, I mean, I see a lot of this shit going on. Like, yeah, dudes be working and shit. Like, man, I can't even afford no food. child support killing me. They working. And then I see these other niggas around here, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fucking kids. Got money, got some money in their pocket, got some J's and shit on, chains, all on Instagram. God damn, how the fuck that shit work? Make me want to say something, but I be like, fuck, I don't want to seem like I'm hating, so let me shut the fuck up. But like, god damn, nigga, don't you got 10, 11, 13 kids? I know a bunch of niggas like that. But yeah, I understand what she was saying too. I don't know, you know, a lot of times, that shit is a sticky, you know, sending a slippery slope. I'm trying to tread lightly here, people, because, you know, just speaking from personal experience, I know the child support system is kind of, you know, fucked up, but, you know, especially where I'm at right now, it's in Nevada, they just put you on child support automatically. If you own the birth certificate, which my child, sure, of course I'm going to sign my birth certificate. My kid, they gonna automatically slap you on there. And it can make you feel, when I was young, it'll make you feel some type of way, especially too. And that's another thing too. You be a young guy, you know, sometimes a lot of us be fatherless teenagers, and then it's like somebody taking something from you. It'll make you feel a certain way. It's like I can take care of my kid. You ain't got to tell me, especially you, like, I'm grown at this point. You ain't got to tell me what I got to do for my child, you know, and that comes in, you know. And then again, I'm talking to guys that were actually, you know, buying Pampers and doing this and all that. You know, I'm speaking to those guys. I'm not talking about to you niggas that, you, man, that I'm not even gonna go there. But yeah, so what y'all think out there? You know, I think child support is, there's pros and cons to it. Just like I said, if you ain't just absolutely getting no help, the guys, I don't know, can't get no help at all from the guy. Guy's working, this and that. I don't want to even say working or got some income coming in. I'll just say that. If you got income coming in, you bring somebody into the world, you ain't trying to buy no diapers, Pampers, whatever, there's something wrong with you. I'm just going, that's, and then it's my own personal opinion. I'm just only one man, but this is just how I feel. You're responsible for it if you brought it here, because they didn't ask to be here. It was that sexual act that you and the woman committed. Because, you know, it's all about accountability at the end of the day. I know, you know, she kind of spent it, kind of made it look funny. But, yeah, it was a real thing. It's like on both sides. If I said when she was talking about the girl want to put the guy on child support when she's seeing with another woman. The same opposite thing, too. You know how these guys be? They get jealous. A lot of guys, you know, we territorial. We don't want, and let's just be honest, all guys, I don't care. You don't want nobody hitting something that you think is yours or think is so-called yours or whatever. Don't nobody want that. That's just a natural instinct for a man. You don't want that. So, got to come with that too. It's on both sides. Like I said, it's for both sides. I'm not. It's accountability on my shit.
Need for that shit.
Why do men understand preference until a woman prefers to not date somebody broke?
First of all, a man that works 12 hours a day, or overall a man that works hard to make the money that he has, does not deserve some hoe to bleed him dry. I understand that we live in a culture of make his pockets hurt. That's just a bit of toxic feminism that I just cannot stand. But let me give you another situation. I was raised with the mentality of man is the provider of the house. Don't marry a man unless he's got money. I dated a guy who made a lot of money. And now, because of him, I am psychologically damaged for life. The guy not only used the fuck out of me, he also cheated on me several times with many different women. You see, for both genders, money being a reason for being with someone is absolutely just a shitty reason to do it. A preference is a preference. A man or woman's financial status is absolutely none of your fucking business and is not your fucking place to take money. There is no need for that shit.
Well, fuck it. Let's get right into this one. Look, disclaimer, I'm looking at the girl who made the damn post right now. It looked like she got two nickels to rub together her damn self. But hey, I digress. But listen, I understand both arguments. Yeah, preference is a preference. You know, you got your right to want what you want. But at the same time, what do you bring to the table? If somebody talking about, if I'm broke, are you broke too? You can't call somebody broke if you're broke. And let's just be honest. There's a lot of people that speak on this. I don't want to fuck with nobody that's broke that ain't got no damn money. Looking to be taken care of. Now, if you're messing with these different people and you ain't got no intention of being with them, what is the point to invest financially into something that you don't see anything happening with? I mean, that's just, again, that's just me, my personal opinion. If you know this is what this is, we just finna fuck some. There's no financial investments being made unless, and see, that's another thing. When you're giving off those vibes, are you talking about this money? It's giving me prostitutional vibes. That's just me. I'm going to get turned off. That's just me. I'm going to get turned off myself because I know the world we living in, like she said, break his pockets, make him hurt or whatever. Nah, you know, that shit ain't it. Especially me. I ain't got money to give to you like that. I got kids to take care of. They could be using this. Especially, you know, you ain't even trying to see nothing. You just trying to date me. You want me to pay your bills and I got kids and shit like that too. That's another thing too. Like, that's a big ass investment. You want me to splurge money on you? And I got other responsibilities. And if I don't see nothing coming to this, what is that? I'm just throwing money away? It's going to affect my family in the long run, you know? I don't know. I'm just not worried about what type of money you got. Because myself, personally, I don't think you should be trying to date somebody if you ain't self-sufficient. Because you can't be with nobody wholeheartedly 100 if you ain't 100. How you going to bring your 100% to the table and you ain't at 100%? That's what I mean by that. Like, you can't stand up on your own, too. You're depending on somebody else to live on an everyday basis. You have no business trying to date someone. Now, I do agree with that point right there. If you're not self-sufficient, you have no business out here. Because at this point, you're just bothering people.
I'll be right back.
He gotta be dark. He gotta be handsome. He gotta have pretty feet. He gotta be a family man. He gotta be financially stable. He gotta be rich. He gotta be successful. He gotta be all these things. And we didn't even have things on that list. He gotta be a family man. Bitch, you ain't talked to your mama in 6 months, but you want him to be a family man. He gotta be financially stable. Your account is in the negative, ma'am. Overdraft fees. He gotta have a job. You need to go fill out some applications, because you're still unemployed. He gotta have pretty teeth. You ain't seen a dentist in 6 years. He gotta have a six pack and be in shape. You can't even walk up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing. Get your life together.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. But like I said, that goes for both man and woman, what she was talking about. We as a people, we got this audacity, have all these damn, this golden list of shit that we want of people, and we ain't even nowhere near the type of person that we're asking to be with. That's trifling as a motherfucker. Like I said, it's just like you asking a motherfucker to be faithful to you, but you got other people on your line, you texting, calling, hanging out, kicking with, doing whatever you want to do, but they can't do what they got to do. That shit is crazy. But that's a lot of the times what's going on in today's world. You know, it's fucked up. And like I said, we've been infiltrated by the social media shit to give this perception of how this is supposed to be. And it's not, you know, but a lot of people, they just choose to live in this bullshit. I choose to live in reality. You know, that's me. You got the right to live how you want to live, but me, I'm going to move in reality. I ain't gonna ask you to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. I'm not going to request something that either I'm not already doing or I'm not willing to do. You know, that's just me. Again, the audacity that we have of people is just fucked up. Everybody is on a gimme, gimme, gimme. What can you do for me? What can I get out of this? Our integrity is just shot. As the people, and what the shit, you know, all I've been seeing, just one pair of lenses.
Around, I see a bitch on the internet talking about that dude broke. No, bitch, I ain't broke. You just don't financially turn me on. I'm not a sugar daddy, a goofy, a simp-ass nigga, or a trick. But I'm willing to do everything that trick do, everything a sugar daddy do, everything a simp-ass nigga do, if you give me a reason. You're not going to walk in my life, bitch, and think that I'm going to do and treat you a certain way, and you ain't doing that for me, or you ain't gave me a reason. Fair exchange ain't no robbery, and I want to tell you this from my heart. You hear me? I want to tell you this from my heart. The best part of me, bitch, you got to earn. This shit ain't free. I'm pressure. I might not be the most handsomest dude in the world. I might not be the richest or the freshest, baby, but I'm pressure. Every time I
think it's that he didn't financially turn me on. Damn, that's some shit I would have came up with. Shout out to that shit. That's stupid as a motherfucker. But look, man, yeah, I agree. And there's again, I know it's a man speaking to a woman, but that goes for both. Like, you don't financially turn me on. You want me to do this and that. Like, what the hell? Like, what are we doing here? You just date me to see what you can get up out of me? Like, again, this goes back to the prostitution vibes I'm getting. Like, come on now. What is we really doing out here? You really out here just trying to get over on motherfuckers? If you're not, man, if you're not trying to be with nobody, just chill. Just relax. Just be with yourself. You ain't got to. Why you got to fuck somebody over? Why you got to try to get over on somebody? Like, if you ain't 100, just fall back to the wayside and let somebody that was really trying to step up and be that, they can get that. But no, you want to be an emotional terrorist and block this person's blessings. You don't do that.